Okay. Let us begin. If you pay attention, I guarantee you, it'll be geschmack. But it's a different type of geschmack than I necessarily am accustomed to. I'm not saying that it won't be fiery, but I'm saying that definitely in the beginning, at least, so I get warmed up, it's going to be something to think about. Sometimes, I've spoken about this before, that fire manages to somehow get sometimes exchanged for thought process. And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Miuchad, is a time for thought process. So we're going to think. And we're going to do more thinking, less talking. That's what we'd like to do. Seder? So begin? Fine. But I want that after Yom Kippur, no one did this after Rosh Hashanah, so I was a little bit insulted. I want after Yom Kippur, you to come over to me and say, you should know something. Stock a different Yom Kippur.
Maybe no one felt the different Rosh Hashanah.
What?
It doesn't really help. The whole thing was done. Like, they thought it was really like a comment to help us out.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying.
That's what's so
saying, like, guys. Let's get the Yom Kippur stuff.
Say it. Fine, let's begin. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, ha'ilam nidam. Four times during the year the world is judged. Ba'pesach ala tvua, chag ha'pesach ala tvua, ba'atzeres chag ha'shvus al peres ha'ilam, on the fruit of the tree, but Rosh Hashanah, ha'boya ha'ilam o'yver l'fanav k'vnei maron. Everyone comes to find about Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivnei Maron, of which we spoke about last week. And then later in the Mishnah says of a Chag and on Chag HaSukkos Nidoinin Al HaMayim, we're judged on water. This is what the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah says. Chag HaSukkos. These are the four times a year that the world is judged, and in different parts that they're judged on. And in every single time during the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a different mitzvah as a sort of a way, kilu, to be mezakeh b'din. On Chag HaPesach, we're mechuyav to bring the Omer. Hashem says, bring the Omer. The Gemara says, bring the Omer. Bring the Omer so that you should be mezakeh in din on Tevuah. And on Chag HaTzeres, on Chag Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem, the Karbon of the Shtei Alechem, Rashi says, why? It's for the Peres Ilan. It's bring the Shtei Alechem, you'll be mezakeh in the Peres Ilan. And so too, on Chag HaSukkos, the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim is also to be a schus for the Ilan being needed on Mayim. Then we run into a little bit of a problem. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imru Lufan of Malchus is a chronos. Kishik Tamlechen Aleichem. Say, Malchus and Zechrenus. So there's a little bit of a difference here that we have to think about. There's an action. Pesach, we bring something. We bring an Omer, Shavuos, we bring Shtei Alechem. Chag HaSukkos, we're Menasech Mayim. Rosh Hashanah, we daven. Rosh Hashanah, we daven, we blow shofar, im lufan amach v'shay pesat. But there's a, we're bringing, kilu, a carbon to Hashem. Rosh Hashanah, we bring tefillos. That's a little bit interesting, something to think about first. As meila behafach, it's not like that. Behafach, you see, it's not like that. What's going on over here is something very, very different. If a Nisan the Chag HaTzvua, if a Nisan is the world is needed on Tzvua, as Mamela we bring Tzvua. And if a Chag HaSukkos, the world is being judged on water, as Mamela we're Menaseh Chmayim. And therefore, as Mamela must be, that if in the Yom Narayim, the world is needed, Allah Adam, as Mamela we're Makar of the Adam. As Mamela we're Makar of the Adam. What's the Pirsh that we'll speak about? But on Rosh Hashanah, there is a Hakrava of the Adam himself, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Al-Zed is a schus for the Nidin on the Adam. let's understand it deeper, a little deeper. The Hainu, then I'm, if we could just understand it in at least L'chol HaPachos in this way, that on Pesach, let's keep this clear, on Pesach there is a din on Tvua. What is the purpose of Tvua? Tvua is food. What is the purpose of Tvua? The purpose of Tvua is that it should be used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Now Tvua could also be abused. Tvua could be abused. If you eat without a bracha, as my male, it's abused. If you eat when you're not supposed to eat, it's abused. So what do we do as a tzchus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us? For tzvua, we bring the oimer, we bring tzvua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a way of saying, this is a siman that we're showing you that all tzvua we know is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's there for. Same again, with Nisach HaMayim, water, could be abused. As on the Chag of Sukkot, we bring water as a way to say that all water is to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as when Melech Dam came as the Adam was put in this world, and the Adam is abused. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imru Lefanav Malchus Zechrinus, bring yourself, be makar of the Adam, be makar of the Adam, bring the Adam to me. Ki'ilu ala mizbeach, that I should know that you're dedicating yourself to me. And that is the nekuda of Malchus Zechrinus. The Hainu Malchus is, we are Meshabit, which we discussed last week, we are Meshabit ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus, we are Meshabit our life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say to Hashem, Be'libeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our existence is here, is for you. And Zechrinus is a Zikaron al HaMaisim Shalanu, is to remember our Ma'isim and to see whether they fit in to the Olam that is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this we already spoke about. Rosh Hashanah is not a time, the Yom Kippur is not a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits there dining our Averis and deciding whether we're going to live or die in that. Rosh Hashanah, Galzeh, it's brought down in many Sfarim, Sifrei Musar. Rosh Hashanah is a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reinvents his world. He's buying the world again. He's burying the world again. He builds a world anew. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a din. Who should fit into this world? And therefore, Imul Ufana Malchus Zechrinus, remember the fact that your leiv is Meshuggah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and remember, check your Maisim and see whether your Maisim fit into the Ratzon of Hashem. And Azel is the Schus of Yom Adin. And Malchus, we spend a lot of time being Meshabed Aleiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imul Ufana Malchus. And Zechrinus is to look at our Maisim, and that is really also the Haskol of Yom Kippur. Because when we have a zikaron hamaisim shalanu, then we're able to at least be masked the inyan of tshuva. And that's what this man is. This man is a man of tshuva. Tshuva is a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. The Rav Volbi. See if I can find even his lashon here. Rav Volbi shries aloud why people are shopping around for the lovim and asrogim before Yom Kippur. Right now it is man for tshuva. As a male, who has time to start looking elsewhere? Can't find it. Seder. But in any case, this is the Zman of Tshuva. As Mela, let's try to deal with the Sugya of Tshuva. The Rabbeinu Yonah says in the beginning of Shari Tshuva, Min ha'toivus asher heitiv Hashem yizbarach im bruach, from the kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made to his creations, first things first is we really should spend time that the Rabbeinu Yair is telling us that tshuva is a gift. The idea, the mitzvah in the Torah of tshuva is a gift. It's a gift. First of all, it's a mitzvah. That means a person has to know Hilchos Tshuva in the Rambam. It's to know a person when you do Hilchos Sukkah, we give Shiurim Hilchos Sukkah in Yeshiva. And when we discuss the Aseres Mitzvah, we learn Halachas of Aseres Mitzvah. We learn the halachas of Chol Sam, and we do halachas of Shabbos. We learn the Shabbos. Tshuva is a mitzvah. You have to learn halachas of Tshuva. You spend time open up the Ram of the Chol Parakos, the first couple of Parakim, and look at the halachas of Tshuva. But in any case, the Rabbi Yonah says that Tshuva is a gift. That means that our Mabat on Yom Kippur is that right now we should be waiting anxiously for Yom Kippur to happen. Not thinking about the fact that we're going to have a fast, which Einach Haram is a difficult Zach. But we should be sitting there on Rosh Chodesh El, we should be going like this. Yom Kippur's coming. Yom Kippur's coming. You should be looking at it with such want, because that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He gave us a gift. Tshuva is a gift. Tshuva is the biggest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person. And therefore, when Yom Kippur comes, and every single day it's coming closer, your Mabat should be that of, wow, I can't believe Yom Kippur's coming, what a schus. Because right, he says, Ki hachin lehem aderech, he prepared for Klai Yisrael the way, la'alois to go up, mitech pachas maseim. Who knows what pachas means? La'alois mitech pachas maseim, from the pit of your deeds. That means that he says that a person's maisim puts him in a pit. Maisim meaning your averus, place a person in a pit. And tshuva is the ability to go up, the hainu that you're stuck in a pit. Tshuva is the ladder of how to way to climb out of that pit. That's also stam is about in ourselves. He's telling you that when you do averus, you're in a pit. It's like a mishmaka pit. You have cars in our pit, pizza stores, bakeries, right? The mishmaka pit. It's a beautiful, right? How many people have thought about the fact that they're in a pit? Right? You speak to a drug addict. It's one of his big problems is that he doesn't realize that he's a drug addict. He has no will to get healthy because he doesn't realize that he's addicted to something, that he's deep in a hole here. We also we're a little bit now in that that's the dimming for us. We're in a pit, but I don't think any of us have spent time thinking about the fact that wait a second now, I'm a shtickle in a pit here. I'm trying to work on Aza, my whatever Aza. I'm in a pit. I probably should know how am I going to get out of this mess. So that's what he says. He calls me Tachas Maseim. Then he says, Vaita, Velanus mi Pach Peshem. This is the second thing. The Rabbeinu Yonah is the second thing. And to flee.
And what?
Velanus to flee mi Pach Peshem. Pach is not a pit. Pach is a trap. I know that when you want to catch a mouse, you stick a trap and you try to catch him. As he says, our pesheim, our veris, besides placing a person in a pit, these are two totally different things. Besides placing a person in a pit, it also is an entrapment. It's also trapped us.
To flee from what's the lesson?
V'lanas mipach pesheim. That A, what does an aver do? An aver places you in a pit. And besides that, it also puts you in a situation where you're entrapped. So the hezber is the next two lines. But the Rabbeinu says, "Lach shech nafsham minei shachas." To save themselves, their souls, minei shachas, from destruction. That when a person's in a pit, as a male, he's b'shas destruction. If a person in a pit, he has no way of out; he's gonna rot. So tshuva is a way how to free yourself from destruction. That's the makbil, the equivalent. Of the pachas maseim is lachshach nasha mina shachas, and then Rabbeinu says vayti ulahashav me'aleim apo, and to also free yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. That's keneged. That's the magbil from pachas peshem. The idea that when a person, why is it to free Hashem's wrath away is a trap, because when you're trapped you have nowhere to go. If an animal is caught, if a snake is caught by the zoo, it has nowhere to flee. As a male, that's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when we have do averos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's din v'cheshbon here. There is din v'cheshbon, and there is nowhere to go. So as a male, tshuva is an ability that you have where to go. The highest are two things. There's firstly, is that we have a pit, that we're in a pit. When we come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yom Kippur, a person has to realize what the predicament is in. You don't realize this. cancel out the day a little bit. This is the haskalah. A person has to realize he's in a pit. And tshuva is the ladder. And there is din v'cheshbon on him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has charoid af on us. And tshuva is the way to flee. Tshuva is the way to get out of that entrap. But the interesting thing here is that the Rabbeinu Yonah was sort of mahapach the way we would have written the Rabbeinu Yonah. Had we written Rabbeinu Yonah, we would say Yesh Ladin, where we would say two things anyway, but Aval Pikein, had we said that, we would have said that tshuva is an ability to get away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wrath. The other male, he's no longer in a pit. We look at, when a person thinks of Averus, he looks at like, oh my gosh, he's going to get punished here. As a male, we try to say, let's get out of there. Let's get out of that situation. Let's free ourselves quickly. Let's run away from the Einish. And then in the Konami, we will find ourselves outside a pit. The Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't do that. The Rabbeinu Yonah not only doesn't do it here, but he doesn't do it anywhere. In the Ikar Rishon HaCharata, which is the Charata, is the basis for Tshuva, is the first. He says, this is probably Moses farm have been built on this one paragraph of Rabbeinu Yonah. Yavin Levavo, Ikar Rishon HaCharata, the first Ikar is the regret. Yavin Levavo, a person has to understand in his heart, that's a tactic to sassy seemingly. A person understands with his mind, not with his heart. Yavin Levavo means that a much deeper understanding than intellectual thing. Yavin Levavo means that you are palpitating with understanding. Yavin Levavo means that the Altavim Kelm says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an ability to understand very rhymistic things. You ever speak to, we have an ability to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a much higher level than we live. That's why our intellect and our ma'asim are always very different, because that's a gift from Hashem that we're able to understand Him on a certain level and act on a different level. The idea being that if we understand on this level, little by little, we're going to act on that level also. But the Alta from Kelm says an amazing lashon. He says that when you go up to Shemaim on Me'ev Esrim, we are the only thing that goes up to Shemaim is our heart. What Pierce was that? When we go to Shemaim, you can't bring your intellect and say I understood this was that. All you have is your heart. What you do, whatever your ratzon is, that's what you're doing. As a male, your ma'asim are where your heart's at. Now you have an ability to intellectualize other things and understand things, but yavo levavo. Tshuva is that your heart should understand. Tshuva is avodah shebelev. Tefila, tshuva is all avodah shebelev. But he says, "Ki rav amar az was Hashem." Again, these are two different things. That it's bad and bitter to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's bad and bitter to leave Hashem. Ki rav amar az was Hashem. That's one thing. A person should understand ki rav amar az was Hashem. That it's bad to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That is the finding yourself in a pit. The Yashav Elibo, and the second Nakuda is that he should also be Meshav unto his heart. Ki Yesh Einish Venik in Veshilim Alavin. Again, the second thing, that besides you have to be Machrit, you have to do Charata on the fact that you're in a pit. V'ayt Pam, you also have to have Charata on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right now angry at you. So Rabbeinu Yonah, every single time he speaks about Tshuva, he mentions these two separate Inyanim, and he always is Machrit on the Seder of Ness. And the reason being, L'mashal, we'll give a mashal to understand it. We'll give a Waterbury mashal. In Waterbury, we're nahig that at night all the doors have to be closed, right? Or now they nahig that the middle doors can't be opened. So Bacher, he's in a rush one day. He starts going out and he opens the middle door and he leaves. So there's a massive meeting, staff meeting. And we vote and we decide that Pasha, the person opens up the middle doors, he has to be kicked out of yeshiva. This is not the place for him. So we have a psak, we meet with the boy, we say, Yaakov, sorry, you open the middle doors, it's not the place for you. So Yaakov looks bewildered. He has no clue, he says, what are you talking about? So Yaakov's bewildered on two accounts. The first account he's bewildered is that not just on the chaim, that the chaimer of the punishment is much stronger than his iniquity. But he doesn't see that he did himself anything wrong. He said, I was in a rush, but open the middle door. He doesn't see that he did anything wrong. That's what the Rabbanan is saying here. That Lamashal, a person keeps Shabbos. When if my son turns on a light now, I say Shabbos. So he looks at me. He's trained. We're training him that on Shabbos, so you don't turn on lights. So it's a big bayah when a person gets older, he also say Mabat on Shabbos, that you just don't do things because your parents told them. In other words, what a kid doesn't understand, a 6-year-old kid doesn't understand that Shabbos, we were given the mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs is Shabbos, and it's the Ratzon of Hashem, and if you turn on the light, you're on the Ratzon of Hashem. He just understands one thing. Mommy told me not to, I'm not going to do it. So if a person gets older and he has that Mabat, it's a big problem. So the Rabbi Yonah is saying that when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, If we're in a situation where if you only care about the einish, if you don't know about the aziva that you did from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the onus just seems unfair. If a person doesn't understand that he left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person doesn't have avera. Rabbeinu says Yavu Levavu Ki Rava Mar Azaz Hashem. Think about the last time you didn't have avera. It's probably hopefully a long time ago. Did you think about the fact that you just left Hashem? You think about the fact, a person says Lashon Hara, two people talking. They're speaking Lashon Hara, right? So fine, after he says, let's say he says that, let's say. But what about the fact that Hashem was in the room, and you just kicked him out of the room, and you went to a pit? That's true, that's, if you don't realize that, so then the Einish V'nikim doesn't play any role, because you don't understand what you did wrong. The Rabbeinu says, first thing, like we said last week, we're not living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. We were Aziv Hashem. When a person understands this, that there was an Aziv from Hashem, Azmela, there's a second Shlav in Tshuva, that there's Din V'Cheshbon, that there's Chavrinaf that we have to run away from here. But the first thing is that there's an Aziv. We say there's one commonality between every single Achit, and that is Achit Shechatan L'Fanecha. That's the Kavanah. That when I was when I sinned, I was in a matzav of lefanecha, and now that before I said I was in a matzav of lefanecha, and now I'm not lefanecha. Now I'm in a pit somewhere. That's a major thing to think about. That's a question. We were living with Hashem, and now we're not living with Hashem anymore. But the nekuda here is that, let's say a kid grows up in a pit. He's born in a pit. Pit is a terrible place. There's no food. There's no water. The air is bad. Everything's bad in a pit, right? But let's say a kid grows up in a pit somehow. So he doesn't know that it's bad to be in a pit. He doesn't know anything else. But if he was able to go out, if a person is outside of a pit and then he's put in a pit, he knows that this is a terrible matzav. We're more of the first Nakuda. We never really were out of the pit to understand that the pit is not so good for us. In other words, if we ever were Mamash Karv Takalish Baruch, we would understand that the matzah that we're in now is not so gishmak. We wouldn't think about the pizza store so much. But that doesn't mean that we have no hope. That means we have more hope. That means that we have at least our avoid in front of us. That the matzav that we're in is we would rewrite the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says Yavan Levavu Ki Rava Mar Azvas Hashem. That's the ikar of charata. Person should understand that it's bad and bitter to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bad and bitter Ashnei Inyanim Mufdalim for a different time. But we would say Yavan Levavu. A person has to understand Ki Toivu Masak Lios Karvel Hashem. That it's zis. And wonderful to be carved out of the Shvach. As a male, when we have our Kara that it's type of Masuk Leos Karvel Hashem, then we can be Matrik on our situation now that it's Ra'u Mar Azvos Hashem. That's our Avoida. And that really is found at the end of every Vidui. What do we say? We say Achet Shechal Tanol Fanach. We say we will Eizar Kadosh Baruch Hu. But after everything is done, we say Sanu Mishpatachu Mitzatayvim. That they were all good for us. They were all Taivu Masuk V'lo Shavalanu. But now we have nothing. We're in a pit. Our Avoida is to work on understanding that it's Taivu Masuk V'lo Shavalanu Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as a male, we come from the Hakadosh Baruch Hu with real chavrata taka. We're in a pit here. We're in a pach masayim. So the alzed that there are many different malachim to figure out that it's tayu masak leostar v'lashem, and we're very much holding in this that we could grab that. The mashal, a person came to yeshiva, and before he came to yeshiva he was like this, and now he's in yeshiva b'lian arba v'lashem for a couple of years. And he's in a different situation. Right there, if a person thinks about it, is a mabat that ish kifi arko, everyone did their own thing, that before he came to yeshiva, he was begeder of azvas Hashem, and now he's begeder that it's his karbal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he should think and be marked of the fact that these are that one's much better than the other. Rav Avigdor Miller says that there are tons and tons of people, Nebuch, who are who are off the derech. I have a bachum in this house tell me things, you know, describe to me their lives to the point where I many, many times we're not able to sleep. My wife and I can't sleep at night. We're just up at night talking about the fact that it's half of a fellow that he's alive, Pasha. Not to Baruch Hashem, there are plenty of people with wonderful lives. But that's our job, to be makadat. That before we came to yeshiva, we were together an aziva from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now we have Hashem b'kebeinu, as ish kifi arko, and this, think about, where is that better? Or let's say we were staying in yeshiva Baruch Hashem for a couple of years, and there are other brachim that went to high school or something like that, they went straight to college or something like that, or they were here for, and look at them, and see where they are, and look at their life. And realize that taka tug a muscle for those karvel Hashem. You have a wonderful life. You have a life of avodah. It might be hard, but there's nothing more geshmak than avodah Hashem. You're working yourself, even if it means that you failed a billion times. You're still fighting. Mechemes, you're working in the best fight. Mechemes ayetzah, where it's chus to fight the yetzahara. You know how many people don't fight the yetzahara? We get up every single day, and no matter what, we're fighting the yetzahara, and that means we could not do a thing that day, relatively, but we're still fighting the yetzahara because when we went to sleep at night, we thought about it. And that's a ishkafi arko is at least it's some part of Taima Masak Yaskar Hashem. And to look at that person, realize that he's Tagarao Ma Azvas Hashem. Or a person on Yom Kippur. I'm not sure Yom Kippur, he's davening. And you'll notice that you feel a wonderful, wonderful feeling. That's because Yom Kippur, we have no gashmis. We dedicate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Rosh Hashanah, we dedicate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it is a beautiful, wonderful feeling. That's because you are together, Toivu Masak Leos Karabal Hashem. That's because you're together, Toivu Masak Leos Karabal Hashem. Person learns Torah. Torah is a wonderful opportunity. If you learn Torah, and it's hard, and it's not so geshmak all the time, but you also get a good taste. Remember this. Remember, Taki, it's when you're close to Hashem, it's sweet. Remember, when you have an opportunity to feel something geshmak, remember, right now I'm close to Hashem, and it's very, very sweet. And then we're able to build up our heart to feel zisness for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then when we come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we realize how much more there is, and where we are, we have charata that the only thing we want more is to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu more b'kibeinu. To have HaKadosh Baruch Hu more b'kibeinu. That's what we want. To live with Hashem as a constant part of our lives. That is tshuva. Tshuva means return. But if you don't know who you're returning to, so then you're not returning to anybody. You ask a person, where are you coming from? He tells you, I'm coming from yeshiva. But if you say, I'm doing tshuva, that means that you understand that you have some hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of Tayyib Masak Yaskar, that's what you've been makeshift to. Otherwise, there's no tshuva b'chlal. If you don't think about this, there's no tshuva. There's no tshuva. What are you being makeshift to? What are you returning to? So we have a shitchiest idea of it, that we did bad things and we're not going to do bad things. But that's not tshuva. That's not tshuva that has inyanim of tshuva into it, but that's not tshuva. Tshuva is that you are dedicating HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be more part of your life. Tshuva means that you are returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're being meshabed yourself to Him. That is tshuva. That is tshuva. Tshuva is a process. Tshuva is a mitzvah. Tshuva is an opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to let you come back. Can you imagine? Forget the mashal of Malach Machi Lach Melach Pashat. A person does something bad to you. You let him be your friend again? You let him be your friend again? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes beyond any sense of chesed that we could ever possibly have and says that I am going to give you a gift of an opportunity that even though you constantly shut the door, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to let you climb out of this pit. And I'm going to let you release the din v'cheshbon upon you and to be meshiv unto me. And to be meshiv and to return to me which is a matzav of sweetness. And this is where a person has to seriously think about his kabbalas. In these areas, a person with a mabat like this on tshuva, then a kabbalah actually comes into play. A person could have make a cheap kabbalah. I did this, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this, I'm not going to do that. That's cheap. That's not a kabbalah. That's not tshuva. Tshuva means that you're returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a male, the kabbalah has to be in an oifen that you're returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kabbalah has to be you're returning to Hashem. So how are you going to return to Hashem? Are you going to start thinking about figuring out a way to be more feel taiva masakli as karav Hashem, or not? Habbalah tayim mesayin also. There's only two ways here. If the person wants to be mitayir, he'll be mitayir. If the person wants to be mitami, he's mitami. But that means the person has to look at his ratzon and say, where is he? Is he habbalah tayim or is he habbalah tami? We all have a fun with taka mixed a little bit. But a person has to look at his ratzon and make himself a situation of habbalah tayim. As a male, he'll taka have siyat d'shmai. We have siyat d'shmai. We look at siyat d'shmai. Guy comes up and he's saying, how you doing, yeshiva? Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Mi siyat d'shmai. It's like Misan himself is doing everything. He just, the only problem with that slach is that he's just lacking that siyat d'shmai that Hashem's not giving him. We're lazy. We're lazy. The problem is on ourselves. We have to have more of a ratza. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu siyat d'shmai is always there. Habbalah tayim mesayin also. It's pashut, we have a chazal. Like, totally against that statement. Habbalah tayim mesayin also. The siyat d'shmai is always there waiting. You have to tap into it. A kabbalah has to be a way of a tikkun of ki'en al kai b'kabeinu. We have to live with Hashem. We have to live with Hashem more, and it's infectious. The person lives with Hashem, his neighbor lives with Hashem. And our chabura of friends that we have in yeshiva have to be a chabura of friends that there's also a Kadosh Baruch amongst us. You have to live with Hashem. If you're in yeshiva, it's an opportunity to live with Hashem. If you're in a dorm, or if you have friends that don't live with Hashem, it's not for you. When let's chazer. A person's in a dorm room and there's Goyisha music. It's not pshat that there's Goyisha music in the room. Pshat is that Hashem's not there. That's the problem there. The problem is not that there's something bad going on. It's much deeper. The problem is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in the room right now, and we're in a pit. And the only way to get out of this pit is to figure out how to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back in. That is what we have our. That is what I remember when I was one time I made a kabbalah of on Yom Kippur, right? I told you I don't make kabbalahs my kabbalah. Rabbi Sol Salanta says that your kabbalah has to be the easiest thing. It's not Shat the easiest thing because he wants you also to be successful. Shat is the easiest thing is because that's the thing you're going to be munned on. When you do, if you didn't do the hard thing, we always attack the big gates of Hara. We're always trying to go to the big gates of Hara. The problem with the big gates of Hara is that the stakes are too big. The little thing that you constantly over, that's the thing on which we're also going to be, because yeah, that was easy. Why don't you at least do that? Why don't you at least do that? One time I pushed out a word that I felt wasn't a curse word, chas shalom, or as a baraka, but it was a word that I just didn't feel was right for Ben Tera. So I just, and I said it a lot, I just thought that yeah, I wasn't going to say that word anymore. I haven't said it since, but I just, and every single time that I had in my mind, I just said, Hashem's listening to me speech. Speak. As a male, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lived a little bit more, a part of a person's life. There's 100,000 things, and I'm not going to give you your kabbalas. That has to be a person's own thing. But just everyone has to remember that the matzav that we're in is a matzav where we're not living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. The Kabbalah has to be in such an area. Person speaks Lashon Hara, he's in a Moshe Leitzim, and everybody's joking around, everybody's ripping each other. It's not sure that everybody's making fun and there's a lack of chesed here. That's also true. The problem here is that Hashem is not in the room with us. That is the source of all chataim. No matter what type of person is working on. If a person has a TV if a person is working on Taivas Nashim, those are ambiguous statements. It's impossible to work on Taivas Nashim having... This is an impossibility. Anyone who doesn't realize that... Okay, so we'll make a Mishabena. But it's an impossibility. But if a person has a TV in his home, it's not shot that he is like overload Sasur Akhlachim Akhrainichim. That's also true. The problem is that there's no Hashem in his house. That he's not living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that a person raises his kids and he has these things that he's just not raising his kids in a house where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly. Hashem, the base measure is the house of Hashem. But our own neshama is the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'emes. That is where our Kabbalahs have to be. Our Kabbalah has to be in a way of how we're going to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu more a part of our lives. And that's with speech. And just an easy thing, just anything. And even if a person does something in the Torah, fine, but it's every day with, again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be part of us, and therefore it's mamish, our chabura, our friends. A person has to check his friends out. Anyone who had bad friends and shteig knew that he had to get rid of those friends at some point in his shteig. Knew that he had to get rid of this question. It had to be. You could not reach the next level unless you dropped these friends. And therefore you'll find anyone that shteig, he had some of his best friends were left behind. And it's very sad, but for his own neshama, it had to be. He had to have friends where he was... I want to tell you something, that there's nothing more geshmak. I mean, in yeshiva with us, my friends, we had my chavim, which a lot of us is in yeshiva Gedolah in Waterbury with us. We were a chavur where you could guarantee every other night, all the time, we're in the rooms together, we were talking about Avodas Hashem. That's what we spoke about. I'm not saying we joke on also just as much as anybody else, but our friendship was a friendship based on Avodas Hashem. And till this day, that's what we're talking about. That's what friendships are. It is a matzav where you're trying to make our Kadosh Baruch Hu part of your life. That is our Avodah. Avodah is Tayyibu Masav Yos Karabal Hashem. As a male to have a charata, an emes to a charata. When we say Achayit, we say Achit Shechatan Lefanecha, every Lefanecha, we should think about that our Kadosh Baruch Hu was there. And remember how sweet it is to be connected to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when we say Sanam Shnevatar HaTayyibu, we should remember how zeez these mitzvahs are. Not just dancing at a Malav HaMalka. How sweet any regular mitzvah is. Regular. How sweet it is to bang a mezuzah on the wall and say, Hashem, you are in my house. How sweet it is to keep Shabbos and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me the medals of honor. Goyim are not achayv misa if they keep Shabbos, because we are Hashem's people. How sweet the mitzvah is of tzitzis that says that and film that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to surround us with mitzvahs. How sweet the mitzvah of bris milah is that David HaMelech said, Sasa neicha alem rasecha komaitzi shalom arav. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to surround us with mitzvahs. And when we're on sukkahs and we're sitting in a sukkah and we're surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how sweet it is to be surrounded by Hashem. That is what we have in mind when we say HaTayvim. And then remember, L'shavallah, we exchange it for nothingness. For nothingness. But Baruch Hashem, we're in yeshiva and we can fix that. We could do a tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every year to come back a little bit closer. This is at least a Mabat on Yom Kippur. We should talk about Zayfim, we should work. The holy day is a long day, every single minute counts. And every Yom Kippur is also. Every Yom Kippur, eating is a mitzvah. So eating is a mitzvah, so all eat. Eating is a mitzvah, eat. Make brachas. Mark of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you this food. There's a whole chain course of events where you can make it that it's Tayyib Masak Yos Karal Hashem. There are opportunities, there are gems, there are diamonds. Let's take advantage of it. Say it.